see the Gemara and Daf Daled Amud Beis is to get us into the flow. I'm going to start with Ika Demasni Laha De'ula Aha. So the Gemara has this statement of Ula in the context of Motzi Shemra, which we're not sure exactly what city to apply it to. And the Gemara says we apply it to the following, the Tanya, Lo Sos Yimei Rad Boker, No Sos Yimei Rad Boker, Bo Eish Tisa Rei, Bo Kos Litein Asi Achalot Tasei Lo Mokosha In Lokan Alav De Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says you don't get Malkus for Nosar because the Lav Hanitak La'aseh, you left it over, that's the Lav. By burning it, you do the Aseh. Rekiva Omer Lo Ben Hashem Uzeh, El Mishmah Ave Lav Shem Amaisa, V'chol Lav Shem Amaisa In Lokan Alav. You don't get Malkus for no sar, not because lav anita klasi, because lav shem b'mais. M'chal Rav Yehuda sar, lav shem b'mais, lo k'no lav. So must be Rav Yehuda holds, you do get malchus. Menale, how does he know? So, Omar, ula mimotzi shemra, ma motzi shemra lav shem b'mais, and you get malchus. Av kol lav shem b'mais, and lo k'no lav. What do you mean? Ma motzi shemra, shkin lokum ashalim, elamari shlokish, gar made him zomim. Ma in zom lav shem b'mais, lo k'no lav. Av kol. Marcel, what do you mean? Ma lav zom shkin ein, strikin hasra. So it's unique in that way. So motzi shemra yochiach, because radin. And the Gemara says, "Atzara shavu shavahen lav shem b'maisa v'lokin alav avkol lav shem b'maisa lokin alav." That's the shita of Rav Yehuda, the famous shita of Yehuda. You get malchus for lav shem b'maisa. And then the Gemara says, "Wait a second, maybe there's a different tzara shavu. Not that you get malchus that they're lav shem b'maisa, but that they're shekein knas." So the Gemara says, "Halo kasha," because Rav Yehuda lo savu like Rabbi Akiva. Rav Yehuda holds that Eim Zom's mammon is not knas. And if that's not a tzara shava, the tzara shava is lav shem b'maisa. Elama tzara shava shabahen yesh ben tzara chomor. Maybe they just have a chumra. That Eim Zom has a chumra of hasra. Doesn't need hasra. Moti Shem has a chumra that loike mishalim. And Sukmar says, nah, Rav Yehuda, tzara chomor lo parak. It has to be more specific. That's not called a tzara shava. That they have, that has to be more specific, and that's not called a tzara shava. Okay, adkan. So now, the Tosis on the daf just makes a reasonable extrapolation that from the flow of the sugya, you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva lichora on two separate points. Number one, you have a machlokas on whether lav hanitak lase, whether nosa is a lav hanitak lase, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't get malchus because lav shem b'maisa, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's because lav hanitak lase. So you see from that Rabbi Akiva's position is that on a lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokanov. And of course, that is the halach. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokin alav. That's going to be the beginning part of our conversation. And what we want to do, at least two-thirds of the way today, in the next 12 minutes, is define what do we mean by lav she'ein bo maisa. So there's an important tosis over here. And tosis says, ha lo kash, Rabbi Yehuda sabalar Rabbi Akiva, to Omar Eidim Zom Knasahu, Mashma Hocha, but then it's Mash Rabbi Akiva, the Isle Eidim Zom Knas. So, Lesle, Lav Shema Maisa, Lokan Alok. So, once Rabbi Akiva holds that Eidim Zom is a Knas, so then the conclusion Rabbi Yehuda will get to is a conclusion that Rabbi Akiva will reject. So, Rabbi Yehuda's conclusion is Lav Shema Maisa, Lokan Alok. Must be that Rabbi Akiva holds Lav Shema Maisa, Ein Lokan Alok. And after all, the lo matzi yalef mehai dina. And that's also, again, a mashma from the beginning of the Gemara by Nosar. He says you don't get malchus in Nosar because it's a lav sheh ein bo maisa. That's Rabbi Akiva's position. So now the Gemara asks a kasha. Tosa asks a kasha. So the kasha, the Rabbi Akiva lekamon, later on. And avchaf alef mebeis, we're going to have a case of mekayim kilei hakerem. You go ahead and you have a field that has kilayim on it, and you are mekayim it. What does the word mekayim mean?
Support.
Sustain. Very good. You're loke. You get malchus. Now, what exactly does that mean? It's a very vague terminology. So the Aruch explains, Dehainu, Shemeniach oso besov sadehu, kishematza zrua, davelav shema maisa. So Tos is asking essentially kasha on the Aruch. The simple meaning of the term Mekayim, as Noi Aharon so articulately says, means to sustain. Is sustaining a Maisa or Ein Bo Maisa?
What is sustaining?
What is it? What it to sustain. I'm Mekayim. You're Mekayim. Look, Ora.
The water is
Ein.
That's
Mekayim. You are.
Let it be.
You let it be. You you can. Mekayim. What does Mekayim mean? You're Mekayim. I think it means you leave it there.
What?
You leave it there.
It
was there. It grew. It was growing. And you are Mekayim. You're Mekayim. You didn't put it in the ground. It came. You did this real, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. Now it's growing. And now you are Mekayim. So it's a vague term. I agree with you. It's a vague term. It could mean, Paul, it could mean you leave it there. And who learns that it means you leave it there? The Aruch. Which means, did you do a Maisa? No. So it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Yet what does the Gemara say according to Rabbi Akiva? Loikin Alav. So Tos says, that's a stira then in Rabbi Akiva. So says Tos says, Lekach Nire, Damakayim Kilayim Bekerem Hainu She'osa Geder Sviv HaKilayim. No. So says Tos, what does Makayim mean? You put a fence around it. You did a Maisa to be Makayim. And since the Maisa to be Makayim it, it's in fact a Lav She'e Yesh Bo Maisa. So my question is as follows. Did the Aruch know how to learn? He knew how to learn. He knew how to learn. Yet he maintains that if you leave it there, that's called a Lav She'e. No, he sounds like he's saying leaving it there is called a Lav She'e. Well, you're getting Malkus. And it's Rabbi Akiva. So somehow it's called a Lav She'e. Yesh Bo Maisa. Like how? What? Like what's pshat? What is pshat? So I want to start introducing the topic. And I want to do that with a very, very important Rambam. Hilchos Schirus Perek Yudgim Halacha Beis. And the Magen Mishnah that is associated therewith, and a beautiful idea that I want to start to kind of roll out a little bit. So the Rambam says, excuse me, Mishpatim 13:2, towards the beginning of Mishpatim, the Rambam writes, there's an Isser Doraisa Alav, you will learn about in the third paragraph of Makos, Lo Sachsom Shor Bidisho. If I had to ask you, how many times in the Torah does it say you get Malkus for doing a lav?
One.
The answer is one. Which lav does it say you get Malkus for? Lo sachsom shor bedisha. And the Gemara in a certain Masechet, I think it'll be Makos, tells us that lo sachsom is the paradigmatic lav. And in order to be chayv Malkus any other lav, it must be dumya de lav de chasima. It must be like this lav. So just like this lav has a maisa, you get malchus only for lav sheish b'maisa. Just like this lav is not nitak la'aseh, you only get malchus if the lav is not nitak la'aseh, etc. etc. Okay, so you have lo sachsom. So the Rambam writes, kol amoneh be'ema milechon b'shas malacha loke, shnema lo sachsom shor b'disha. Ech rashor ve'ech kol mineh be'ema v'chaya, Bein tame ben tahor, echad hadayis vechad shakom alacho shagdu ekarka, etc. So kol hamoneya beheima milecho b'shas malacha is like it. Paul, you look like you're spacing out, big time. Oh, shit. Says the Rambam, the afilu chasma bekol. Loken. Even if you did what? Chasima bekol, you get malchus. What is chasima bekol? You yell at it. You speak at it. You say, stop eating. And she stops eating. So, chasima bekol, you get malchus. So comes along the Magad Mishnah. And the Magad Mishnah proves to many sugis in Shas that akimas sfasayim, moving your lips, is that called a maisa?
No.
Not called a maisa. Losana brecha eit sheker is a lav she'ein bo maisa. Moving your lips is not called a maisa. So if that's the case, how is it that you're getting malchus for chasim b'kol? And the Magid Mishnah gives two approaches. Approach number one, Paul, is... Approach number one is as follows. He says... Either way. Either way. Moving, meaning, speak, speech is not a maisa. Oh, so he says, Ha'ikar Shema Sha'amru Kanda Akima Sasain de Chasima Himaisa, who mipnei Shadiburo Ba Michlau Maisa. Shayede Kolo Hinech Semes. Abo Dibur Sha'imbo Michlau Maisa Lo. Umeimar Dome Ula Chasima Balav Shiyez Ba Maisa. So what's the Chiddush number one of the Magid Mishnah? Yes? Very good. Very good. So, sometimes speech creates a maisa. When you go ahead and chaysim a shore, how do you chaysim a shore, generally speaking? What do you do? You put a muzzle on it. You put a muzzle on it. Now, and that results in the animal being muzzled. Do you have to put a muzzle on an animal to cause it to be muzzled? Yeah. So the answer is, you can do so through muzzling, or you can do so through verbal abuse. But you can stifle, so to speak, the animal. And the bottom line is, what is the malacha? Stifling the animal. So if you caused stifling, have you generated a maisa in the animal? Yes, you've transformed the animal into a stifled animal. It's not like Eidus Sheker. Eidus Sheker, it's all speech. There is no, if you will, chalos outside of the speech. It's all the speech. Here you're doing something to the animal. You're changing the animal. And that change in the animal is called the maisa tribute to you, and he brings a raya from Tzemura. Because when it comes to the Yisr Tzemura, Torah says, lo yomir, you're not allowed to transfer Kedusha. But if you did, if you tried to, you said, zu kezu, the Kedusha on this animal should transfer to that animal, they're both kadosh. So did you create a chalos? Did you do something in your dibur?
Yeah.
You did something, and therefore that's called a maisa. Where do we see the svara? We saw the svara before. No, where you saw the svar here, this year, in Makkos. Remember what I wanted to say, that Beis and Beis? First Tysus, Beis and Allah, Beis and Beis. Losane is a lav sheh, ein bo mais. But in the context of its dikus at Tzav Yeshuvus HaRasha, where I am now, as a result of my edus, creating a gemar din, converting this tzaddik into a rasha, that generates a chalos and converts losane into a lavshe, yesh bo maisa, a similar idea. That's the Magid Mishnah step one. Now, Magid Mishnah has a step two. Now watch this. Rav Osai, what are the alternative ways you can be chaysem ashore? You could muzzle it, or you can stop hitting it, muzzle it, or you can verbalize it. Says the Magid Mishnah, and absolutely, yeah, can you whip it? Whipping is good, that's good, that's muzzling it, that's good, that's a maisa. Watch this, says the Magid Mishnah, ve'efshar, maybe you could say like this, shekolav, I efshar bo maisa ela dibur sheina dibur kari maisa aval chasima kevon sheyeshna be maisa gomur apa chasima beko he ke maisa. What's the Magid Mishnah saying? What's he saying? Dibur is not a maisa.
Oh.
Can chasima be done al yedei maisa?
Yeah.
Yes. Since chasima can be done Aide Maisa? Even if you are doing it, Shelo Aide Maisa, it's a lav. Because it's not a din. It's not a din in how you're doing it. It's a din in the chefza of the lav. Is it a lav sheyesh o ein b'maisa? The answer is, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. It's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. And once it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, then what? You get malchus for this lav. It's a categorization of the lav, not the manner in which you violate the lav, but it's a din in the lav itself. Just a second. If that's true, maybe I can explain our aruch. Aruch says that if you leave it in the field HaMekayim Kilayim, you get Malkus. How do you get Malkus? It's a lav shein b'maisa. What did you do? You did nothing. You just left it there. So what's the answer? Since HaMekayim Kilayim can be violated, what? Al Yedei Maisa. How? By making a geder. So even if you did it shelo aide maisa, the lav qua lav is categorized as a lav sheyesh bo maisa. It has a maisa. The lav has a maisa. You know what the problem is? No, losan rechai sheker is never a lav sheyesh bo maisa. It's always a lav sheyesh bo maisa. It never has a maisa. I want to show you, and then I'm going to stop. Oh my gosh. I want to show you three Sefer Achinus. I hate to do this like this. I hate to do it like this and not finish the shiur, but we're going to do it like this. And I'm counting on you guys to come back with Bren on Sunday after a Brenedicta B'nei Brak Shabbat. But watch these Sefer Achinus. Start with this little one, 8. There is a prohibition to work an Eved Ivri ba'avodas parech. You're not allowed to excessively work an v'noheges mitzvah zu b'zachar v'nekevos b'zman shayovel noyeg v'ein l'chayev malchus aleha. You don't get malchus. Why don't you get malchus for being Oved avodas Eved Ivri b'farech? Watch what he writes. L'fi she'eshar Laver aleha bedibur levad mibli maisa. How do you typically work an eved ivri? Well, you could either whip him, or you could verbally abuse him. Since, says the Sefer HaChinuch, you can violate the law via verbal abuse, it's a lav sheh. Ain bo maisa. Why? Because efshar lavor aleha bedibur levad mibli maisa. It's the exact opposite. The prior Sefer HaChinuch, you're not allowed to sell an eved ivri al eved hamekach. And the prior one, shol nava be eved ivri avodas biza eved knani ba avodas Bizayon. Sorry, you can't Oved an Eved Ivri Babodas Bizayon. And there, and he says, look at the end of that section, number 6. Krakasati Lamala. Kiko Lav. She'evshar Lavor Alav. Mibli Maisa. Af Alpi. She'nase Bo. Shum Maisa. She'en Lechaiba Malkus Alav. The Lav She'en Bo Maisa Nikra Bechol Makum. So the Sefer HaChinuch is saying the exact opposite of the Magid Mishnah. What's he saying? If you can violate the what? The lav. If you can violate the lav without a Maisa, even if you do violate it with a Maisa, it's characterized as a lav shein bo Maisa. You see, the Svar of the Magid Mishnah is beautiful. But it can just as easily go the other way. Because why don't you say the opposite? Oh, chasim b'kol. Since you can do the lav, what? Without a ma'isa. So now it's a lav share. Ain't
no ma'isa. You
look
at it as to what is like the default
way to do the thing. Yafeh. Yafeh. So Rav Asher Weiss explains. Yafeh. That the Magid Mishnah and the Sefer HaChinuch are not arguing. They're not arguing. But the Chiddush of both is that you look at not the way you perform the Avera, but the definition of Lav She'ein or Yesh B'Maisa is a din in the lav, the chefts of the lav. And now ask yourself the following. What is the normal way that you violate the lav? Is the normal way that you violate the lav with a maisa? Muzzling? Then the lav is called a lav share? Yesh bo maisa. How do you normally violate the lav of treating your evet ivri bibi zayo? You yell at him. You abuse him verbally. That's the normal way you would do it. And therefore, the lav is called a lav share. Ein bo maisa. There's one other source. A couple of other sources. But I'll just say quickly. There's a Rambam. And the Sefer HaChinuch has this Rambam also. Everyone has this Rambam. The Rambam says there's a lav of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze. What's the lav of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze? You're not allowed to possess chametz. Do you get malchus? How do you violate this lav?
By not
getting rid of your chametz. Now I possess chametz. There was a young man in this yeshiva, like this whole big thing of protein powder, and he tells me he didn't sell his chametz. So he violated by Rabbi Matzah, l'chayra. So how did he violate it?
By not selling
before him. So he has it. The mail it's a lav share. Ain't but mice. You know what the Rambam writes? It all depends on how you violated the law. If you baked chametz on Pesach, malchus. If you bought chametz on Pesach, malchus. If you had chametz beforehand and continued to have it on Pesach, no malchus. So that Rambam, which is also the Sefer HaChinuch, is saying what? You look at the nature of how you are violating the malacha, not how the malacha is going to be defined objectively. So Rav Asher explains, and with this I will close, is that maybe, some malachas have a dominant way of performing. Bizayon Evet Ivri, the dominant way to violate Bizayon Evet Ivri is verbally. That's what the lav sheh ein bo maisa. Some malachas have a dominant way with a maisa. That's chasima. And the secondary way is chasim b'kol. That's called a lav sheh yesh bo maisa. And then there are other malachas that have no dominant way. Sometimes this way, sometimes that way. There's no dominant way. And if there's no dominant way, then is it or is it not a lav sheh yesh bo maisa? The answer is, you can't make a determination. So then what do you fall to? How the violation was violated. And that's going to be the vision of chametz matzah. Have an excellent Shabbos Kodesh.